right, we're back. Texans late night. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu with you. Texans and Carolina tomorrow. And you're from Rock Hill, South Carolina, which I always imagined to be some kind of mystical rural place, but it's a Charlotte suburb, really.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of mostly. People spend more time in Charlotte than they do in Rock Hill all the time. So growing up, I was always in Charlotte a lot.
Not much to do in Rock Hill?
Not much. No, not at all.
Mark wanted to say you were like from the mountains. He wanted to call it like the legend of Clowney. He comes out of the mountains.
Yes, but this is okay. This is okay. Now, we're going to play a game with you.
Okay.
All right. You're from Rock Hill, South Carolina. You went to University of South Carolina. Now you're a Houston Texan, and you've had a chance to meet a lot of celebrities in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to test you on celebrities that you know. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Here's the first question. This celebrity that you've met has won multiple NBA championships. They were named the MVP of all of them and also the originator of a legendary shoe line, maybe the most famous line of sneakers ever. We're talking about six NBA titles. Who would this be, JD?
Six NBA titles. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. How about it, crowd? Michael Jordan.
Mike, yeah.
And what was that like meeting Jordan?
It was great, man. I've been wanting to meet him my whole life, ever since I found out about him. And I was like, do I need to ask him for an autograph or not? But nah, I just was hanging out with him.
Isn't a photo sometimes better than the autograph?
Yeah, it's always better.
You know, and then you should show it on late night.
See, I got it. I'm telling people, yeah, I got it.
All right, very cool. What's the next one?
All right, next question. Many believed he should have been the NBA MVP here in Houston, that is.
Last year.
And his nickname among fans is the Chef. Likes to stir things up.
James Harden.
James Harden, the beard. Okay, beard. Let's have a look at you and the beard. All right, so you grew up in suburban Charlotte, but are you a Rockets fan now?
Yeah, I'm a Rockets fan. I like the Rockets.
How was Harden
grown to me, man?
The correct answer.
Yeah. How was it meeting Harden, though? Because he comes across sometimes as quiet. Maybe the beard makes that impression, but how was he for you?
He actually talks a lot. Funny guy. Him and Dwight were both of them really kind of funny guys. Yeah. I was hanging out with him talking.
All right, now I've got this next question for you,
right.
And I think it's going to be a dead giveaway when I give away this guy's real name. I mean, to me, it would be a little bit tougher.
I don't think Mark would know this on his own. No.
His real name is Sean Carter, and he's married to a Houston native, and he's also won a lot of awards in a certain kind of industry. I don't want to reveal too much.
Sean Carter.
He doesn't know.
Oh.
All right, the music industry. How about that?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, that's right.
That is amazing.
Married to Beyonce. And, you know, he's the one who looks starstruck in this photo. Okay?
He don't smile at all, dude. Yeah,
he does. What was he like? Where did you meet him? You met him at a concert
here? Yeah, a concert. Back home at a concert. He was going at a concert.
Did he know? Did he follow you in college?
Was
Who was
funny
more starstruck?
Because that story came out about Roc Nation trying to sign me in college, and then, but I wasn't like that. And all of a sudden, I had met him. So then everybody was like, "See, I told you I was going on," but it wasn't like that at the time.
Yeah. Just happened to meet him.
Happened to meet him at that time.
But he doesn't smile much.
No, not much.
Why doesn't he smile? He's won 21 Grammys. He's married to Beyonce. Plenty of reasons
to smile.
I don't know, man. That's what I'm trying to ask.
All right, next question.
All right, this rapper hails from Atlanta, Georgia. He's married to a woman named Tiny.
T.I.
Oh, I didn't even have to finish
it. He gave it away.
Short guy.
Everybody knows that.
He is short. Well, you are very tall. Everybody looks short
next to you. All right, what was that like, though, T.I.?
It was great. He was just talking a lot. He talked more than Jay-Z.
He's got those reality shows. So
yeah, he used to it. Good. But he was just telling me about how things were going to change for me.
Okay.
Going to the league. And, you know, he didn't play. Just like life itself was going to change.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he said he'd just be ready for it.
Because he's been through something
so
similar
like, I got
to that.
You. But okay. It was a good conversation.
All right, this question. Somebody in the motion picture industry, this person actually played a few sports in college, but they're more known for movies like Think Like a Man and Bad Boys.
Gabrielle Union,
there she is.
Yeah,
I am even starstruck by her.
Yeah,
she is gorgeous.
I mean, she's a favorite of many.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a good picture.
Yeah.
So, most starstruck meeting her?
Yeah, I was like, all right, now I get to meet Gabrielle Union, man, you know.
What did you?
Like, she's so banging, she's so hot. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this picture.
Please tell me you didn't say that to her face.
Nah,
did you say that to her?
No, I was thinking it, though.
Oh, okay.
It's funny because like, we saw JJ this summer meet Jennifer Aniston, his childhood crush, you know, and you're meeting Gabrielle Union, who's probably still your crush, right?
Mm. It's all right.
Close to it. I mean, celebrity. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Celebrity
here.
Crush.
All right, we got a nice gift for you, okay? And where's our gift for JD?
Here it is.
All right, now there's some meaning behind this, JD. Have a look at this. Okay. This is
actually not for you so much as it is for your dog.
It's for King.
Chew toys.
I'm glad you bought this for him, man. I appreciate it.
Lots of things.
Let me tell you what he takes all the neck things you get off the plane when I use them for the plane.
Yes.
He grabbed me, found them in the house. I had like three of them.
Your pillows?
Pull it and chew them all up.
There you go. All right, how about a hand for JD Clowney, everybody?
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up, Fitz tips and then some. It's Texans late night.